Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We all went through this phase.
What's that?
This person was older, they were cooler, they had freedom you didn't have.
Okay.
And they were a part of the family.
All right.
But this dad, who wrote us over the weekend, is nervous. He seems to think that this person is a bad influence.
Oh.
That this person is going to introduce their kid to the wrong path. But he's also afraid that maybe there are some things you can't say out loud about members of your spouse's family. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, you know what can be great?
Yeah.
A close family that gets along.
Sure.
You know what can be stressful?
What's that?
When your kid idolizes a member of that family that maybe aren't what they see.
Little sketch?
Eh. So Matt wrote us a Facebook message over the weekend, and that is the problem he is currently dealing
with. Yeah.
So he writes us, and I quote, "Duffy, I have a 15-year-old teenage daughter like you." Mine's 14, but that's no big deal.
Yeah.
"I need you and Kimmy to help me out of a jam." So you're not included in this.
Yeah, apparently I'm off the hook.
So he goes on. "She was invited to visit her 20-year-old cousin who goes to," he says the name of the college,
yeah,
"for homecoming football weekend this fall. This is my wife's niece. She loves her cousin, and she texts her all the time," talking about his daughter.
Mm.
"The problem with this, my wife's niece is out of control.
Yeah.
She's a big drinker. Last Christmas, we had to take a drink she poured herself without asking out of her hand because she's underage. She goes out and she parties a lot. She doesn't like to wear a lot of clothes." "I don't want to sound like a fist-shaking old man,
but
I get that's what college is for.
But
I don't want my 15-year-old around that yet. My wife thinks this trip is a great idea. She sees it as bonding for our daughter and her sister's daughter. She's already planning to drive her out to drop her off. I have not brought up my concerns because I don't want to say bad things about a member of her family. But the more they talk about this, the more worried I get. Is it wrong to say this girl is not the influence we want around our daughter right now? And how do I say it without calling my niece what I want to call her?"
So does the wife not see what he sees in this older relative?
I have given you all the information.
Because everybody, I mean, I went through this as a kid with my parents.
What do you mean?
With cousins.
So bad influence cousins.
Oh, yeah. I had like that cool cousin. And the funniest thing was, so I had this one cousin I idolized, and he was, you know, doing all the stuff kids do, right?
Sure, yeah.
And it was funny, like my father going, it was on my mother's side. And, you know, even my mother was like, well, he's a bad kid. Well, but Aunt so-and-so, that's his mom. But yeah, well, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want you. Like they couldn't. She knew it was wrong, but she couldn't badmouth her sister, but she knew, like, she was raising a bad kid.
No, you bring up a great point. Like, it's a weird spot to be in as a parent.
Because you checkmate yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? And, I mean, look, I understand, and we've seen this with our own eyes, that even parents with the best intentions, kids have their own.
And kids will be kids. They're going to experiment and do things.
And here's the thing, man. I mean, this guy writing, you know, some girl going out and partying in college is not the worst thing in the world. I think his bigger issue is 15-year-old daughter wants to go do that with
her. Sure.
All right, so you had the bad influence cousin. Kimmy, did you have the bad influence cousin?
Everybody had that older cousin you looked up to that, and I think as a teenager or a kid at the time, you feel like you can get away with a little bit more with that cousin because you'd look at your mom or dad and be like, it's family. I'm going to go hang out with that cousin. And they kind of let it slide probably for this reason because it's like, well, I can't tell my kid they can't hang out with their cousin.
Right.
It's double checkmate.
But yeah, I think everybody had that older cousin that they really looked up to? And maybe as an adult, you're like, I don't know why I looked up to the, because that cousin either flips it around and, you know, they become a productive adult, or they go in a direction that you did not go in as an adult.
And they always had access to cool things that you couldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing, like, my first dirty comedy album with my cousin going, like, I couldn't even believe, like, they let you do that? Like, you can listen to this in your house, man?
It was like having a cooler, older sibling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And but here's the thing.
That, like, you didn't fight with because they were your cousin.
And that's just it, right? Like, they're away from you enough where, like, this person is awesome. We're not going to have friction. Okay. Yeah. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Going back to Matt's Facebook message about his daughter and his wife's niece, the bad influence. Can he say something to his wife about not wanting his 15-year-old daughter to go spend time with her 20-year-old cousin at college where she doesn't wear enough clothes, she's drinking too much alcohol, she's a wild child? Can he say something?
If the wife doesn't see it at all, that's a tough one, man. You might have to bite the bullet a little bit, because, like, again, especially if she's, like, certain people get really sensitive about their family, even when you point it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's so obvious. Like,
you're blinded by it a little bit.
I had a niece that was trouble as a teen.
You don't say.
No, this was, like, even before, like, the other ones went bad. But, like, if you brought it up to, like, the parents.
Yeah.
And it was, like, some of the stuff was pretty obvious. It was blinders. Like, they didn't see it. And I, you know, and you can't get it through their head.
No. And it's also coming from you, too.
Yeah, well, the most busted from me. Of dicks.
Consider the source.
It was dick from, busted, private eye.
It was coming from my father and mother.
Yeah.
Well, but nobody, by the way, also.
Yes, I know.
That doesn't make
I know.
It any better.
I know. So I don't think it works. I don't think, because if they don't see it, kind of, and if they're sensitive to it, they're just going to push back.
So you're saying this guy's got to be quiet?
Yes.
Would you agree with him?
If she's really sensitive.
Because I also think, like, as a kid, I mean, I guess we don't know how bad the situation is because we're only getting it from his side. But I think, like, as a kid, too, like, that's your first little taste of independence is when your parents let you, like, go off for the day with your older cousin who can drive. Like, that was probably the first time I was in a car with another teenager by myself, you know. But I felt so cool going to, you know, the mall with my cousin because, well, you know, she's a cool adult.
No, I vividly remember my cousin Julie driving out. She's like 6-7 years older than me.
Every cousin Julie was out of control.
No, she wasn't. She was actually a great kid. But I remember how cool I felt. Her boyfriend or, like, something was playing softball down the street from my house. So she, like, picked me up, brought me out there. I was like 11.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, we're like getting, like, snacks from the concession. But, like, check me out, man. My parents are going to be driving you here. No big deal.
Now, go ahead.
Going back to this guy, right, whether or not he needs to talk to he has to talk to his wife. You have no choice.
Man.
If what he is saying is true, that this...
It's not going to end well for you.
No.
Kimmy,
you can't call your niece
a
the names that you'd like to call
her
your
a skank.
Niece and have that go over smoothly.
And here's the other thing. When all let's say you let it ride out, you know, the worst thing is the relative that says, I told you, what I tell you about that kid? Because those people also show up. When it all goes south.
Yes.
So my niece in high school ended up breaking a marriage up and then moved in with
this
the guy.
This is a terrible example.
And she's a senior in school.
Okay.
And the first person standing there is my old man. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? No help. But what did I tell you?
How is the story any help?
You're arguing against your own point, you idiot.
No, but I'm saying, like, you got to be careful with how much information you let out.
Okay.
Like, let it, don't attach yourself. I wouldn't attach myself to it.
This is
because it'll come back on you.
This is what being a father is, though.
No, but, like, you can say, I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't know she was like that. But if you identify that kid as trouble,
all right,
and then your kid ends up getting in trouble, you're going to be attached to it even more.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A guy named Matt writes us on Facebook over the weekend. He's got a 15-year-old teenage daughter who has a 20-year-old cousin. It's his wife's family member, essentially. The 20-year-old is off at college. The 15-year-old was invited to homecoming football weekend this fall. Wife is all in on it. Husband, Matt, who writes us, says he doesn't like it. His niece is, quote, out of control. She's a big drinker. Last Christmas, we had to take a drink. She poured herself out of her hand because she's underage. She parties a lot. She doesn't like to wear a lot of clothes. I don't want to sound like a fish-shaking old man. I get that's what college is for, but I don't want my 15-year-old around that yet. If what Matt is saying is true in this Facebook message, he's 100% right. You cannot put a 15-year-old in that situation. Yeah, it is 0 to 60 too fast.
Yeah, but let's say your wife says yes.
Yes, and I'm saying I'm going to my wife.
No, but let's say your wife doesn't see it and goes, you're overreacting.
Okay.
They're just being kids.
See my foot?
Yeah.
You see it? Foot's down.
Yeah. See my head? Yeah. It's in the sand.
Foot down. No, it's your head daughter. It's
deep
your
in the
daughter.
Sand. Because I don't, because the I told you so's, and then you're attached to it, and you let it happen because your wife agreed to it. I would just say, I didn't know.
No, I'm throwing my, if my wife insists on doing this, I'm pulling one of those coward dad moments where I go, you know what? I know this is a bad idea, and if anything happens, it's on you.
But that never
watch
works.
Me. See my hands? Foot is down, hands are up.
See, I wouldn't have the conversation.
Anybody? You can't just let this, you're such a coward.
Yes, I am.
No, but this is your child. This isn't like, you know, a neighbor kid. This isn't some cousin.
Yeah, but don't you kind of feel like, I mean, you don't know. Just because your niece has that lifestyle doesn't mean she's not going to look after your kid. Like, has there been a pattern of her being irresponsible with your kid?
Only one joint.
Maybe there's like a compromise to be had. Like, could you let your kid go with this person for a little while and then make a deal? Like, hey, I'm going
to
pick you up.
To a little skanking?
I'm gonna pick you up at this time.
What side are you on?
I don't know what side you're on. I have no idea.
He doesn't even know either. Hello, I'm Tommy. I'm here for the conversation.
I just want to be
because
away
I
from
don't,
it.
I also don't want to take memories away from my kid because for me, those were a lot of fun memories with that cousin that, you know, probably maybe was seen like that by some family
members.
All right,
Kimmy, but like counterpoint to that as a father as I sit here talking.
Yeah.
You want to trust that your 20-year-old niece, who this guy already sees as a potential problem, is going to be responsible enough to keep your child out of harm's way without having a discussion with that person first.
I mean, I think you don't think she's. What do you know about your kids' babysitters outside of them watching your kids?
No.
No, I said what do
oh,
you?
Oh, what
know?
Do I know? I thought you meant
probably
like, do I know.
No.
Well,
I mean, they could be seen like that out and about and still be responsible with your kid.
Yeah, but the difference is like if I get a babysitter for my kid, she's not gonna be like, hey, let's go out to the bar, where that's a very possible thing at a homecoming football weekend
you can
or
have a
tailgate.
Beer, yeah,
like
but
drinking,
I guess my
smoking,
point is
skanking.
You're assuming she's not gonna be responsible with her cousin just because she does those things when you guys aren't around.
Well, but here's the other problem, Kimmy, and this goes the other way. As we talk about like you idolizing your older, bad influence cousin with this Facebook message coming in, it's also easy as that older family member to get sucked into this person thinks I'm the greatest person in the world and I want to give them this great experience to take back home with them. That would be my fear as a father, that my niece is going to try to not disappoint my kid and continue to be like this godlike figure by letting them do things I would not let them. You have to say something. You're on my side. You're just too scared to say it.
I am. But I also know, like, when you get that pushback from your wife, then what do you do? Because it's her family. It's our kid.
Yeah.
But.
And that's a little girl that she's known her whole life.
Yeah.
And she also made this kid.
Uh-huh.
This kid came out of her, not
hey,
you.
Hey, I was there, too.
I know.
I'm not talking about her niece.
You make the No, but
I'm
he's talking about the daughter.
The
we
wife.
Made this together. This is how that works, buddy. That's how kids happen.
No, I think you got to go downstairs. I don't think it works up
there. But no. And myself a belly, baby.
I just, you know, in the end, my wife's going to win. That's the problem.
No, it's not. No.
I don't win any arguments with my wife.
I think that if you are a father and you go to your wife, even if it's going to be an uncomfortable situation, and say, look, I do not like this. I am worried about our daughter. These are the reasons why. That you can reach a compromise. And that compromise is everything that I want because she's not going on this effing homecoming trip.
But, you know, there are certain ethnic groups that they just defend their family no matter what. And Italians are the worst culprits. Like, if you have an Italian wife, and she loves her family, she don't see it.
Okay.
She don't see it, and they put blinders on, and they're just angels.
Okay.
So if you're going to have that fight, it's going to go nowhere.
We have messages coming in on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Both of you are on board with sending this 15-year-old girl off Matt's daughter.
I'm not.
You're saying go. Go. I'm not even saying nothing. Here, I'll buy you a bottle of Jack to take with you, 15-year-old.
A bottle of Jack?
Lisa writes us on Instagram. I was the bad influence cousin. I would not let that 15-year-old go to homecoming with her cousin. He has to say something.
Ooh, that's something from the inside.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Man. A lot of ladies getting at us today.
Okay.
Ashley writes us, I had an older female cousin by 3 years who had the belly button ring, tongue ring, tattoo at 17, drinking. I was with her a lot, but we were still raised differently. You have to trust your child to make good choices without you. You cannot shelter your kids. If you instill the important things, she will make good choices regardless. Thank you, Hallmark Channel. Shut up!
Just raise them right.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually your kid is going to go have these moments by
That's
themselves.
That's true, Pat.
Why not give them a little bit of it up front with somebody you trust? And I think
do it, but he doesn't trust her.
But he doesn't, but his wife does. His wife's known her niece probably longer than he has, right?
But Tommy is arguing that you put the blinders on for family, which I agree with. So
that's
trust
what happens.
Can be misplaced.
But I think, yeah, you're right. I
then
would
you
let
end
your
up
wife
with one
make
of
the call,
Mulet
though.
Nieces.
Which I came up
with. I said, I still would let your wife make the call on this one.
There are lots of people arguing on on Facebook, what you just argued. Eventually, you're going to have to let your kid go. I would argue to that point, Kimmy, the one you just made, that 15 years old and 18 years old when you go off on your own, there's a huge difference in maturity.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Huge difference. I do not trust my 15-year-old. Like,
I think
my daughter
trust
now.
The 18-year-old less, though.
Well, but the 18-year-old has freedom.
Yeah, they have access.
But
that's the problem.
But we're talking like, what, senior in high school? That kid's going to get into more trouble with the older cousin than a 15-year-old.
Agree. I'm talking about on their own, doing whatever, right? Like,
oh,
okay,
I see.
My daughter turns 15 in 2 weeks. There is no way in a – what, they make you feel old?
Man, you're going to go so gray.
Joke's on
you. Yes, I do feel old.
You either lose hair or go gray, and I'm losing it on top, so – No, man, I'm telling you, there is not a if I was in this situation, there is absolutely no way I am allowing my daughter to go do this. And I would put my foot down and I would kick and scream. This would be like my dad trump card, like, sorry.
This is it.
I can't. Right. I cannot let this happen. And I find it interesting
Don't
that you're
you worry,
okay with
though, you're creating that kid, though, that's going to go off to college and just go, like, party themselves out of school?
The rebellion.
Because what you're kind of painting is I'm not allowing my child to do anything
fun. No.
Lock her up till she's 32.
No. After you get out of the nunnery, then you can start dating.
Because, you know, we both know those girls.
You're right.
And boys that came from strict houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were the worst behind.
And I think it's okay to let your kid navigate being around somebody who does get into trouble and making those decisions for themselves.
Yeah, skank navigation. They teach it at nautical school.
With my daughter, which you're talking about.
No, with any daughter.
No, we were just talking about my daughter.
We're talking about this daughter on the road.
And I just said, if it was my daughter, Kimmy was talking about my daughter.
But she's going to run into skanks. She's going to know how to deal with them. There's always a skank out there.
Did you think you saved that? I think
I pulled that one out, man.
She's going to have friends that get into trouble. She probably has friends that are like way ahead of everybody else in terms of what their parents allow them to do or what they get away with. So, I mean, she's going to have to learn how to navigate that type of person.
Look, I am not a lock my daughter in a tower type
you
of
person. You're getting close, bro. You're getting close. I agree with you.
I mean, she's still young, you're right. But eventually you're going to have to start letting her do something.
I think it is a better play to allow my kid, and I hope she's not listening because I don't want this held against me, to go out and do things with kids her own age. As opposed to at 15 years old, be dropped into a situation where,
but those kids her own age are going to know older kids.
Okay.
And those older kids are going to show up. She's not going to just hang out with people her own age.
You're not going to homecoming weekend with your bad cousin. You're not going. It's not going to happen. Done. Dad has spoken.
The bad cousin.
Father knows best. Mm. I mean, you know what the biggest problem as we loop back this around.
What?
Talking about Matt writes us on Instagram, Facebook, I'm sorry. His 15-year-old daughter, she has a 20-year-old cousin on his wife's side. This guy says she drinks too much, doesn't wear enough clothes.
Yeah. Okay. You know the type.
He doesn't want her going to visit her at college. Mom, on the other hand, his wife, is all about this, and he wants to know, can I step in and say, I don't want this to happen? You say don't say anything, even though you argue the girl shouldn't go.
Because Mama's going to win that argument.
Kimmy says, let the girl go to learn how to be mature. The biggest problem with the bad influence cousin, the younger one, and we all remember, is still young and dumb.
Yeah.
So that teenage kid sees the older cousin as an actual responsible adult, which is wrong. I'll give you an example of what I'm trying to say before, Kimmy. Your kid will get in trouble doing dumb things with friends their own age. Mm. That is a fact of life. It's going to happen. But as a parent, You have the ability to put the fear of God in them before they go out and hopefully mitigate the damage and explain that your friends are just as dumb as all of us are. You are. Don't trust them. You can't do that with the bad influence cousin because they will be the voice of reason when you're not there because in this story, she's 20 years old. She's a whole 20 years old, so she must have life figured out right
now.
That's my fear.
Yeah.
But the argument going to be if you say this, let's say this is a bad kid on your wife's side of the family.
Yeah.
You're putting her family down.
Yeah.
But you get understand that.
Understood.
You're saying like, yeah, you got some bad people in your family, which is kind of like putting your family and your gene pool down.
Well, let me ask you this, sweetheart, as you're my wife having this argument. You want people judging your family? Or you want people judging our kid? Our kid goes down
that path,
is that what you want?
I mean,
is that what you want?
You want our kid turning into your family?
You want trash kids? Yes. You want trash kid driving around with a chip in their windshield?
No, you don't want that.
Different colored door? You know where she gets all her clothes?
Oh, they're all birthday presents.
And where does she work? I forget.
She has three different jobs by the airport, but she doesn't actually go and work in the airport. And she also manages two different dart leagues.
I don't know why that always makes me laugh.
Because you know these people.
I do know these people.
She drives her late grandfather's Crown Vic with a Bush Cheney bumper sticker.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I just think you can avoid the 20-year-old influence forever because your daughter could get a job one day, a part-time job, where she's surrounded by people like that.
God, that scares the hell out of me.
I mean, like, she's going to have to learn to navigate those people.
Ice cream skank.
Why not let her do that with her older cousin?
Scoop and skank? That's a terrible
I think they closed that place.
Like, think of the people you thought were cool when you were 16 and they were like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah, that was the greatest thing. Like, when I first had a job, like, I was just working with adults.
Yeah, and look how you turned out.
Yeah, fine.
What's your argument again?
I don't know.
We'll wrap it up with this.
What's that?
Easiest way to get us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Nick finishes up, and I'm going to read it the way I think he
does. Okay.
So, yeah, ready? Letting kids go out and be adults before they're ready is what's making this generation garbage.
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 Well, he said that's what's making this generation?
Yes. Garbage? Yeah, yeah.
Because we didn't do that?
Wait, I thought they were, like, sheltered. I don't know what argument.
They're sheltered garbage.
Okay.
That are doing too much
too
soon. Sheltered
garbage.
It's like Tommy keeps his garbage can in the garage. Yeah. Sheltered garbage. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This was a young man's game.
Yeah.
So I guess it's possible these people aged into this business.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's not a business it's easy to age into.
Yeah.
You can end up in jail or dead for like four different reasons.
Yeah.
No matter what is going on, it's strange that people with this much life experience and so much to lose would even consider doing something like this. Because based on the last 6 months of stories we've covered, they're getting caught pretty easy.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We cannot go a summer day without getting a story from Canandaigua.
Oh, it's heating up.
This time it's a drug arrest, Tommy.
Okay.
A month-long joint investigation into drug sales in the city and surrounding areas have led to the arrest of a man. Authorities say they set up a sting where this man sold narcotics to another person on multiple occasions. The 70-year-old suspect has been charged with criminal sale of a controlled substance, but police say the investigation is still open and there could be more charges coming. He has a court date coming up. 70-year-old alleged drug dealer in Canandaigua. If you've listened to The Break Room the last 6 months, you've heard, God, like 10 stories, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Of people, you're not Kimmy,
I know.
Of people in their 50s and 60s
yeah.
also popped for selling drugs.
Yeah.
And some of them were big-time operations.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't have any statistics to back this up.
Yeah.
Only individual stories. So take this with a grain of salt. But it sure does seem that older folks, men specifically, are getting into the drug selling game in ways we've never seen before.
Late in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that we're missing as to why this might be happening?
I got my theory.
Your theory is?
People coming up short.
Okay.
Like, retirement's tough.
Yeah.
Most of us ain't saved enough.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you realize that puny-ass Social Security check ain't going to cut it. So what do? You got to do something. And this is quick money. And you think, because you're old, you fly under the radar because nobody will suspect you.
Okay.
Who's thinking grandpa's out there, you know, pushing dope?
So you think that these are people that were never in the drug game before that just decided to jump into it in their 50s, 60s?
They partied, but I'm like, they probably weren't serious dealers.
I mean, Kimmy, you could also have a guy, you know, we think of like people as good people or bad people. Like, there's a gray area, right? Like,
desperate
you
hang, people.
Well, that's what.
But I'm saying you know people who.
Yeah.
You drink around people who. Right. You have
connections.
Well,
that's why I'm asking. I was just asking for clarification. Like, okay. Do you think that this is somebody that had no idea what they were doing until they jumped in, or somebody that's been around it their whole life?
Well, based on how much they're getting arrested, it seems like they don't have any idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The financial insecurity theory that you toss out, it's logical, but illogical at the same time. Because, yes, you're right. It's easy money. But on the other hand, selling drugs at 55, 65, 75 is also a massive risk at that age.
Yeah, like, but I'm old and I don't care.
Oh.
Like, I'm coming up to the end of my life and I don't, you know, I need money.
But that's the problem.
Let's say your old lady needs medical. You need medical.
Sure.
You ain't got it.
Okay, again, you always paint the most romantic,
the most desperate
selfless
situation.
Picture.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you get old,
sometimes.
It's a nightmare.
Sometimes you just see easy money
sitting
there and you go
grab it. Sometimes
it's
greed.
It could be that.
All right, look, your argument you're making is actually the point I'm trying to make.
What's that?
If you get busted at 24 years old selling drugs, you get 5 years in jail. That's really bad, but you have the rest of your life to live.
True.
If this guy gets busted, if the allegations are true, and he gets, let's say, 5 years, that could be a life sentence.
It could be.
And even if you don't die in prison, is that the way you want to spend most of the rest of your time on Earth? Right?
No, like, I mean, nobody does.
But like at that age, you understand risk versus reward. You have lived your life understanding risk versus reward. And the risk of, at that age, getting locked up is way worse than 20, 25, 30 years
absolutely. But every old guy thinks he's wise and sharp and they're the smartest guy in the room. And yeah, I've been around and I know what's going on.
But I would argue if you are that guy, selling drugs wouldn't even be an option for you. Mm. If you're wise enough to think you're not going to get caught, you're also wise enough to know you could get caught.
Yeah, but you're also, you think you're wise, but your ass is broke.
There's also the reputation part of it for an older cat.
Like they enjoy the...
What do you mean?
Oh,
the
no.
idea of it?
Okay, so that could be part of what draws you in. Like, I'm a badass. You know, every guy gets older, you start to lose your identity.
Sure.
Yes.
You don't feel strong anymore.
People don't take you serious.
Exactly. So, yes, you kind of got this, like, ooh, look what I'm doing. But I mean the opposite of that, Kimmy. In stories we've seen in our area with other folks busted for drugs, there were never any mentions of previous convictions. And that doesn't mean they don't exist.
Mm.
But normally that's in the story. Let's say in a hypothetical situation, a 70-year-old man gets arrested for selling drugs for the first time. You are going to be remembered forever as a criminal by your family.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the last major thing you ever did. Again, if we use, let's say, a 24-year-old guy in the same situation. Sure, he gets busted for drugs. Sure, he does 5 years. But he's got the rest of his life to turn things around, get a job, start a family, create a legacy. That happens all the time. There are people listening who have gone through that, who now own homes and have families and have good jobs, and nobody knows about their past. Tommy, the sooner to death you make a major mistake, the more likely it is that you are only remembered for that mistake you made.
Yeah.
And I would argue, not you, but guys your age are very concerned with reputation and legacy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So why would you risk that?
Well, they are.
Maybe.
I mean, those are all logical arguments. But I think once you get into a situation, all logic seems to go out the window.
No, you're right. Desperation will make you do crazy things.
But look at these old guys that just confront people. And that gets out of control at the gas station or at the movie theater.
But again, it goes back to the whole argument about risk versus reward and wisdom, because you should know at your age, in your condition, that even if it
this
goes...
This is stupid.
Yes, it's the dumbest thing you can do.
Yes, it is.
It will not end well for you no matter how this works out.
But don't forget, stupid people also get old.
But I like to have this romantic idea that stupid people eventually gain wisdom, that with life experience... You have to become smarter.
They do. Yeah. They do gain some wisdom, but you don't get all the wisdom.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
And it's also, I'm amazed at what my brothers don't pay attention to in their own lives. Like what they miss in their own lives that I can clearly see. And I'm sure they say the same thing about me.
Yeah, we're all guilty of
that. Yeah.
But this is a big one.
Oh, it's a whopper.
All right, Kimmy, I know you're trying. I'm sorry. Let me reset real quick. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the 70-year-old man out in Canandaigua. He was arrested after police say he sold narcotics to another person on multiple occasions. He has been charged with criminal sale of a controlled substance. The investigation is still open. They say there could be more charges coming. But this is like the 10th person in the last 6 months just in our area over the age of 50 that has been arrested for drug sales. We've had several people in their 60s. We're trying to figure out, with Tommy's theory being they're running out of money, why people over this age that we're not used to seeing are now selling drugs. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
Well, I was just going to go back to what you were talking about, like the legacy thing. You were saying like a younger guy or a younger person would have more time to like recover and basically rewrite their reputation, which I kind of disagree. You could do that when you meet like strangers for the first time and they're just meeting you.
Okay.
With the younger person. But I think like to your family, you'll kind of always be the F up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, and I think as like an older guy, I think people are going to do kind of what Tommy just did. Well, don't you feel bad for him? Like, you know, he was driven to do that, or it'll be somebody else's fault. You know what I mean? I think like the older guy kind of gets more of a pass than the younger guy in the same situation.
You think so? All right, let's walk down this road. The number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you had this happen in your family, whether it was an older cat or someone in their 20s, goes to jail, does something
like you assume that older guy had to do it, and I don't think you assume the same for that younger person.
Okay, when I was younger, I might have had the same thought you did.
Yeah.
I mean, the older I get and the more I'm around guys your age, I don't think that they have to do anything. I think that they're very well aware that they have choices.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to that like young person thing. Getting in trouble. You're right, Kimmy. There are people that will go to jail and that reputation will hang over their head forever.
No matter what they do. Yeah.
But you don't have anyone in your family that was on a bad path, fixed it.
Yeah, but people still bring it up.
See, in my...
It never dies. It never dies. And I feel bad for that person, too, when they go on and they do, meet new people, find new circles of friends. Like, eventually, they'll have to tell people or people will find out about their past, and I think there is still some judgment there.
See, in my experience, it's gone the opposite way. When that person cleans things up and straightens out, it's look how far they've come.
I think you're unique in that perspective.
But I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about hearing it from other people.
Yeah, but there's always that relative that going, yeah, you should have seen him 5 years ago. What a wreck.
Yeah, but that's still proof that they've come a long way.
Right, but they bring it up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even though they keep bringing it up.
Okay, stop bringing it up.
Thank you. Let it go.
Keep bringing it up. You know, going back to something you said before, like this idea, the two reasons why a guy in his 70s would think selling drugs is a good idea.
Mm.
The financial desperation, and the other one being they don't think they're going to get caught because...
They're old.
Okay, so like Clint Eastwood's character in, what was that movie?
Oh, God. The Mule.
The Mule, okay. These stories that we've had the last couple of weeks tell us otherwise.
Yeah.
Because these older cats keep getting arrested.
Mm.
And it's a stupid way, you know, you're going to get away with this because you're old to think in the first place. the authorities are going to follow where the drugs are coming from. You know, it's not like the police are walking around looking at 20-year-olds and shaking them down for cocaine. In this investigation, if the allegations are true, they found where the drugs are coming from, they set up something, and they found who was selling the drugs.
Grandpa always has hard candy and meth.
But past that, guys over 50 are the worst secret keepers on the planet.
Well, because even we whispered at 10.
If you think you're doing something cool, you guys tell everybody.
Yeah, we do.
Like, I would love to know.
How I tell you guys everything.
You're going to give tours of your operation.
Exactly. Like, I would love to know how many people, if this guy's guilty, he told he was doing this to, just so people be like, wow.
That's badass.
Selling drugs, huh? Pretty cool. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to George. Hey, Georgie. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Do you ever think it might be their retirement plan?
So, all right. So you're saying it's not a desperation thing. It's a, I want to live better in retirement.
Three hots and a cot, free medical.
Going to jail. Okay. All right.
Hey, either way, you're covered.
All right. So let's talk about that, George, because there have been cases of people getting arrested just to get medical care or things like that.
Yeah, sure.
George, wouldn't you do something less extreme if you wanted to get locked up?
Yeah, like a reverse mortgage.
You're 70, 80 years old. What do you got to lose?
Okay. All right. I mean, George, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 53.
All right. You're 53 years old. Just, you know, we're on a show here. Just a couple of cats talking. Do you think you could sell drugs and get away with it at your age right now?
Absolutely.
Why, George?
Everybody wants them.
What's that?
I said everybody wants them.
Okay.
They sell themselves, Pat.
George, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
They set up a thing like those firecracker stands.
I don't think he was kidding. I think he really thinks he can do it.
I agree with you, and that's the funniest part of the story, because here's the thing. As Tommy sits here and asks...
And we're not talking about, like, could you do it? I'm sure you could. Could you not get caught doing it would be the key there.
I'm telling you right now, this man that sits across from me, I've known for 25 years, he is having a logical discussion where we are going back and forth and both making decent points here. And this man believes he could sell cocaine and not get caught.
Oh, he's got the outfits for it.
That's getting you caught. You look like the world's most busted Scarface. You look like Scar Knee. You think you could sell coke and not get caught?
Oh, man, easy. I could move some coke for you, bro.
Again, you're the loudest dude with the biggest mouth I've ever met in my life. And you're a sissy.
Yeah, but sissies also sell coke.
Give me that coke. Okay, sir, here you go. I'm sorry. Like, you think, like, the drug dealers, the police, like, everyone would just have their way with you in every possible
way. By the way,
like,
you won't even drive to the west side or people come into Pittsford to buy drugs off you.
Well, yeah. I only sell my area.
Your pool of people would be very small.
How are you getting the drugs if you're only staying in your area?
Yeah.
Well, I get the drugs.
Okay.
Sent to me.
All right.
Sent to you.
So you have them deliver
the drugs
to your house.
I have a mule, bring it to me.
Okay.
Then I put on my loudest shirt and my pointiest shoes, and I go out to the club, and I start pushing blow.
Where's this club?
Club.
You can't go to the club. You don't stay up that late. Does the club open at 4 so you can be in bed by 7:30?
I catch an early bird special. That's where the good deals are.
Like, that's the other funny thing, Kimmy. He wants them to come to him where he lives. Yeah.
A 2-for-1 eight ball. Come on.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big day for Bills fans, Tommy.
So what's the riff?
I've been refreshing Twitter all morning trying to see if it's out yet. It is not.
People getting pissed?
Well, here's the thing. If this rumor that showed up yesterday is true,
yeah,
there are going to be a lot of very upset Bills fans this morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Bills training camp, they are in town, starting to come into town now.
Yeah.
I believe the first public practice is Thursday. Can we double-check that?
It says practice is tomorrow at 9:45, but I don't know if that's public or not. It's listed under their training camp
schedule.
Maybe
it's tomorrow. Who the hell knows?
But they're in town, obviously.
Yeah, they're all getting here.
I think it opens tomorrow.
They're all getting here today. Whatever. Everyone's all excited for Bill stuff. But today might be the most important day of the offseason.
What's going on?
Because right before the draft, we found out that the Bills, as part of a program through Nike, where they are giving certain divisions city-style uniforms.
Yeah.
Honoring the history of the community they play in and the team itself. Would be getting alternate uniforms to be worn once at home during a game this year.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal, Tommy.
Right.
It's the last season in Highmark Stadium.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
For the last couple of years, Bills fans have been clamoring to get the red helmet back.
Yeah.
They want Super Bowl-era uniforms. Mm-hmm. Right? And the way that some Bills officials, top officials were talking,
what are they saying?
Seemed like it was going to be a slam dunk. Today, those uniforms are released. And last night, a rumor,
a little teaser,
hit the Twitter sphere.
What happened?
Trainwreck Sports, which is like a local media company, so take it with a grain of salt, said that the Bills unis released today will not have the traditional red helmets that Bills fans have been clamoring for. Instead, they will be like white and gray with a silver logo.
White, gray, and silver? Is that like, what's that connected to?
So Buffalo is
blah.
Buffalo is known as the Nickel City.
Yeah.
So if they're going for this like city history thing.
How weak is that?
Now, again, it's just a rumor.
Didn't they tease this red helmet with Josh one day when he came on the field?
Josh teased it.
Yeah.
It seemed like he went rogue there.
So Josh wore a red helmet out to the scrimmage 2 years ago.
And everybody was flipping out.
Fleaked out because they thought they meant it came back. He did not. In fact, Josh had to issue a legitimate public apology saying, I thought it looked cool. This is not a thing that
All right, so they have to eventually... Do this red. This many people are going nuts. They're going
to
release it.
Money to be had there for sure.
Why? This team does not leave money on the table.
I don't know why they won't do it. If this comes out today, it's not.
They're building up to something. Something big.
Yeah, is there like an anniversary maybe they're waiting
for? How about the new stadium?
Okay, but why would you not do it in the last year of the old stadium?
Because that's old, man. How about you release it in the new stadium?
Could be something along those lines.
Here's the problem, though. All right, so the Bills have their red jerseys.
Yeah.
They have their home jerseys. They have their away jerseys. Mm-hmm. They will now have this alternate jersey. So then you're going to have to go to a fifth uniform.
Can you do that?
Uniform? I don't know what the rules are. Like, it seemed like the perfect situation.
I know.
To get the red back. And if, oh my God, I don't want, I mean, let's talk to Larry. I think Larry's on the same page we are. Larry, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
If they don't bring back the red helmets, I'm going to be so freaking pissed.
Larry is so freaking pissed right now.
But you're not going to go out and buy a helmet.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Mini helmet.
Oh, those little clown helmets?
Clown, yeah, they fit your giant forehead. No, it's about them
you
running out of
the full-size helmet if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could. I mean, to Larry's point, it's not about buying it. It's about them running out of the tunnel looking like the way
it looks.
Bill.
And you're all about how it looks on TV.
I am. Let me ask you this. With the regular full...
The silver helmet, if they're going to do that, make that the rivalry uniform.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay. Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Of the full legitimate helmets.
Yeah.
How many of those do you have?
Full-size
helmets? Yeah, a regular, like you see on the field, helmets.
I don't want to answer that question.
You got that many helmets?
I came across, I came upon those helmets. Yes.
I stumbled upon those helmets.
All right, hold on. Full size, like.
Full size, legitimate.
All right, are we talking the ones that the players wear or also the full size replicas?
Oh my God, there's a
difference. Both. How many football helmets that I could put on my head and go play? Oh,
he
my
has no
God.
Idea.
We're on the second hand, folks.
Seven.
Seven full helmets?
I don't believe you. I think there's more.
No, I'm telling you, seven. Seven is a lot.
Yeah, considering how much they cost. Like, what would it cost to buy a legitimate NFL helmet at
the
NFL show?
$450. Yeah, but I didn't pay for those helmets.
I understand.
I just came across those helmets.
Hey, yeah.
A couple of them I got because they have autographs that nobody wanted, so I got them super cheap.
Nice.
So how you like that, Mavis? 252 WCMF.
You're such a hoarder.
Shut up, man. They're cool. How many
You're
helmets?
A sports hoarder.
You have no helmets, so that makes me seven times better than you.
Yeah, it's so true. I got one helmet. And I always donate it to your mama. Autographed and all.
Why would you sign the end of your penis?
Just so she know.
252 WCMF. Today, we will find out what the Bills' new alternate uniforms look like.
Ooh.
Bills fans were certain.
But we're not sure that the silver thing's going to show up.
It's just a rumor.
All right, so it could be red.
To just temper your expectations, maybe assume that they're going to do something totally new. And that way you won't be disappointed.
Oh, new direction.
Red,
it's too late. I'm already
going to
be.
The red helmet doesn't show
Already
going
to be disappointed.
Tie-dye.
I don't know what the... Well, no, there's also rumor that it will have Zubaz elements.
Oh, that's kind
jersey.
Of a tie-dye.
See, that could be cool.
On a helmet?
No, this would be on the uniform. Because they're going to have new uniforms, too.
Oh.
Like, to wear to this one game.
Gotcha.
Jerry writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, seriously, the Reds helmets suck. The only reason we ever had them is because we had a quarterback that couldn't figure out who his receivers were. Do you know that story?
No.
There is a rumor. I don't know if it's true. Joe Ferguson, you know who that is?
Kind of.
Quarterback before Jim Kelly. And, you know. So the Bills, Dolphins, Colts, and Patriots were the old AFCs.
Yeah.
They all had white helmets.
Oh.
And word was that Joe Ferguson was colorblind and was throwing too many interceptions because he couldn't tell who was who.
Oh, all right.
So they switched to red helmets. I don't know if that's been the story that's going around for decades.
That would make sense, though.
But they weren't all that good to begin with, so I can't imagine. It's like, hey, Joe Ferguson.
You colored dumb.
Middle of the road quarterback. We're going to change our whole franchise look for you.
But he is your quarterback, and if it's an issue.
Yeah, maybe.
Was he any good?
Yeah.
I mean, after the red helmet?
I would have to go look at the number. I don't know.
Don't rush.
You. By the way, now people are doing math for us because they don't trust us to do math.
Right.
So a 53-man roster. $400 a pop helmet. The Bills pay $21,000 just in helmets.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, awesome. I guess they spent a lot of money gassing up that plane too.
Kimmy, do the Bills have a uniform problem right now?
What do you mean?
Okay, so
like with what they have already.
So the goal here is to sell as many jerseys as possible.
Yeah,
and I would make the argument if this jersey is not what Bills fans want, fans are going to go, I'm just not going to buy it.
It sounds like but y'all will just suck it up no matter what they do.
I do feel like, to your point, even if it's not beloved, people are still going to grab it if it's a limited time only kind of situation just because we're crazy.
Okay, you're probably
right. We're all nuts.
You're probably right. But, so like when it comes to jerseys the Bills sell, Josh is selling tons of jerseys, obviously.
Oh, sure. He's number one.
He's always top 10 and best selling in the NFL. But Kimmy, when it comes to other players' jerseys, outside of Josh, who is like the next most beloved, recognizable jersey
currently,
to go buy? Like, it's kind of a question, right?
Yeah, because I would say James Cook, but that situation right now
he could be gone next
great,
year.
What about DeMar?
DeMar Hamlin? Okay,
oh, he's a headliner.
He's not going to be starting this
but
year.
But that is a common jersey you see just because of his story.
And he
right?
could be gone next year, but that's one that could live on forever.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago you could choose from Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Von Miller. Like, these were all superstars. Now, Grant, now don't get me wrong. I think this roster is loaded. But when it comes to, like, name recognition.
It's all Josh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean.
Maybe Ed Oliver. I'm trying to think, like, maybe some guys on defense. But you just don't see those jerseys all that often unless they really stick around a long time.
But you clods will buy it all up.
The point I'm making is.
Yeah.
If you don't give Bills fans the jersey they want.
Yeah, you think it'll be a backlash.
There's going to be a backlash.
Pushback.
And you're right, they're probably still going to buy him. But, like, you only have one guy that, outside of diehard Bills fans, people want to wear.
Yeah.
Right? So make it a good one.
All right.
I'm already mad.
What's exciting for you today?
No, because I'm already mad.
No, because it might be a good release.
Do we know what time they're going to do it?
Do not know.
But that kind of release.
I've been refreshing every 5 minutes on Twitter.
No.
Yes, I have. We'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
Cindy Lou writes us on Instagram.
Oh, Cindy Lou.
Duffy on WCMF. She says, I would prefer Josh in a helmet only.
You that dirty, would look kind of silly.
Dirty girl. Well, no, I think she...
No, I got it. I know it.
All right.
I want him naked.
I want to see Josh's penis. That's what you said.
Right? No, you don't.
No, I think you... I mean, you wouldn't be a little bit curious just to see?
It's a penis, man. What do you think? He's got a special penis?
I don't know. How do you know he doesn't?
What if he's got a small one?
Are you hoping for something? Like, are you hoping that it's small or large?
Like, wouldn't you feel better about yourself if your penis was bigger than Josh Allen's penis, right?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
He's not going to feel all that great.
Well, but he's also making $250 million, so, you know.
You can't fix that weenie boy.
What the hell?
You're still going to be teeny weenie boy.
Actually, you can. You can with that kind of money.
Billionaire teeny weenie boy. Nobody's signing up for that, the weenie stretcher.
We went from mystery uniforms to mystery penis, all in one conversation.
You know what I heard?
What?
His penis?
Yeah.
Zubaz stripes on it.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.